Well, you soon you might be able to get a COVID jab with your hammer and your snag when you rock up to Bunnings in the future, or maybe even frequent flyer points if you choose to get vaccinated. These are some of the ideas that came up at yesterday's business roundtable when the Treasurer Josh Frydenberg called on business leaders to get creative and think of ways to incentivise Australians to get vaccinated. Rob Scott is the CEO of Wesfarmers, one of Australia's largest employers with more than 200,000 staff. He was around that table with the Treasurer. Rob Scott, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
You have hundreds of thousands of Australians on your payroll. You have millions of Australians who visit your various stores across the country. Will you be offering to vaccinate your staff and the general public? Is that an idea you put on the table yesterday?
Well, Fran, we are open to looking at ways in which we could essentially leverage the flu vaccine arrangements we have for our team, where we deal with third-party licensed groups, qualified groups, and look at ways in which we might be able to expand that to also offer the COVID vaccine. So, yeah, we're very eager to see if there's a way we can do that, if that helps accelerate the rollout of the vaccine program.
So how many staff get the flu jab now? How many of your employees?
Well, at the moment, it varies across. It's probably around 10 to 20%. So, you know, tens of thousands of team members a year would get the vaccine. So we are looking at ways in which we could use the third-party providers that provide the flu shots. There's an appetite for them to try and also provide the COVID shot. And we're looking at ways in which we could do that at scale across our network.
And have you already spoken to these providers, the ones that currently do the flu vaccine rollout?
Yes, we have, and there are a number that already have the capacity to also provide the COVID vaccine, and they're doing that in different areas such as aged care and other areas that have been prioritised. But once there is more availability of the vaccine in the next couple of months, we think there will be an opportunity to ramp this up.
The Treasurer says the purpose of the roundtable was to identify opportunities and barriers for business to get involved. Isn't the reality the barrier is simply a supply issue?
Well, the supply issue is a big one at the moment, but our understanding is that that is going to be addressed in the next couple of months. So what General Frewen and the government are very focused on is how can we make sure that we have all the systems in place to give Australians the maximum opportunity to be vaccinated. So if there are ways that we can help that through our businesses, our network, not just through mobile vaccination clinics and so forth across some of our businesses, but also helping with the communication that not just our business, but many businesses have a way of communicating effectively, not just with team members, but families of team members, particularly in our businesses, some multicultural communities, getting that message out. So there are various ways in which businesses can support the vaccination efforts.
And it's good, I suppose, to be doing this planning, but we won't have the vaccines till in any great number till, well, September at the earliest. So at the moment, it's all window dressing, isn't it? It's brainstorming. That's where we're at.
Well, I think we recognise that there's work that is required to prepare for this. There's, you know, working with these third-party providers is important, then identifying which sites are going to be appropriate. It's really important for us that we don't put our team members at risk, and, you know, not every site across our network is going to be appropriate for a vaccine centre. So we're very, very keen to try and work with our unions, our team members, the government, to try and make sure we can set this up in the most sensible way.
And what are you doing already with those hundreds of thousands of staff? A lot of them, probably, well, maybe not most, but certainly an awful lot of them in customer-facing roles, therefore vulnerable to the virus if there's an outbreak. Are you giving your staff paid leave to get the vaccine at the moment?
We are, Fran. So what we've agreed across all of our team members is we've allowed 6 hours paid leave to go and get both doses of the vaccine. Now, that will cost us about $8 million a year, but it's really important that we're doing our bit to encourage people to go and get the vaccine.
So what proportion of your workforce, do you have any sense of what proportion might be vaccinated already?
No, we don't have that data, and we don't track that data, Fran, but I would estimate it's consistent with what we're seeing in the population, so still at quite a low level. But what we're trying to do is just to make sure we're reducing the obstacles and the barriers for people to get vaccinated. And if we, by providing this paid leave, it just makes it easier for our team to go and get vaccinated.
I know that business has been talking to the government for many months now about these sorts of ideas, offering to help, way back at the start of this, really. Are you disappointed surprised it's taken this long to be brought around the table?
Well, we've had a really good engagement with the government, both at a state and federal level. It's pleasing that at least we're now talking about the vaccines. I think, though, what is also happening in the community, Fran, is that I think the community is now starting to take vaccination far more seriously. From a lot of our research, it was clear in recent months that one of the obstacles for people getting the vaccine was that they didn't really feel such a great risk with COVID. Yep. But I guess with the various issues coming through with the Delta strain and the recent lockdowns, it's just reminded everyone why it is just so important to get vaccinated.
And one of the ideas you're talking about and perhaps offering is not just inoculating your own staff, which is hundreds of thousands of people who've said, but potentially setting up clinics at the Bunnings stores or the Office Work centres. How would that work? Would that be in the car parks, or what are you thinking?
Well, you're right that not all of our sites are going to be appropriate, and what we need to make sure is that we're not creating congestion or, too many people congregating in the one area and creating problems. So not every site will be appropriate. We have highlighted that some of our standalone stores, such as the Bunnings or the Officework stores, particularly in regional areas where there's plenty of room, large car parks, they may well be sites that could be used effectively for vaccine centres. And you're right, we're also open to expanding the services out to family members and also small business customers. We have over 1.5 million small business customers across brands like Bunnings and Officeworks, and if there is a way that we can help them, then we'd be happy to do so.
And you wouldn't be running these clinics, they'd be run by health departments?
We would be just leveraging the qualified licensed experts that are involved with vaccination programs. You're right that we're not in the business of giving people health advice or doing vaccines. And this is not a replacement. It's not a substitute for all the other systems of vaccine. And look, it was great to hear that community pharmacies are now getting more involved. So there's going to be plenty of ways to get vaccinated. And we just think that if there's a way we can help, if there's a way that we can make it more convenient for our team and their family, then we should do that.
You were quite critical of some of the lockdown that as it went on in Melbourne and some of the restrictions on your stores. Those stores have remained largely open in Sydney during the current lockdown. But yesterday, New South Wales Health said a COVID-positive person visited, I think it was a Bunnings store in Ashfield earlier this week. Hundreds of customers and staff will be isolating now, presumably, which shows there are risks to the community if stores like yours stay open. Should they be shut?
No, we don't think they should. And in fact, we think that our team in the community is doing a really good job in terms of managing the risk. We have really strong COVID safe practices across our business. We've also put in place a lot of processes around curbside collect and click and collect
But people can still go into your shops in Sydney, and as we see there's COVID moving in around the community, that's a risk, isn't it?
It's a risk, but it's a very low risk in our view that because of the practices that we have in place, the COVID safe practices, we're also seeing very, very low levels of people coming into stores. So okay. People are generally only going to stores if they really have to. So we think the risk is very low and being managed very effectively at the moment.
Rob Scott, thanks for joining us again on Breakfast.
Thanks a lot, Fran.
Rob Scott is the CEO of Wesfarmers. They run, amongst other things, Bunnings and Officeworks stores.